Well, Brockton continues to be one of the cities that has been hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and joining us to discuss this further is the city's mayor, Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you, and again, thanks for having me on this week.
Our pleasure. So before we get into it, I wanted to know what's the latest in terms of numbers with the coronavirus in Brockton?
So our numbers are 396 deaths in the city of Brockton. Total cases overall, 11,815 cases. And current active cases, 2,481 residents currently have positive COVID-19.
And of course, now the state's vaccine rollout has begun. That's been very problematic. How are things right now in the city in regards to that?
So much like every municipality, it's the quantity. We are a city of officially, under 100,000, but when the census comes out, we'll exceed that. So, we got 400 vaccines this week. We're doing a clinic today, and we did one yesterday at the Shaw Center in Brockton. We have pivoted from Brockton High. We've left the Brockton High School because hybrid started this week, which is awesome, and we can talk about that. But again, we're just doing the best we can with what we have in terms of quantity and getting the shots in arms to save lives.
And I'm glad you did bring up schools because, of course, there is a big announcement in regard to that.
Yeah, so it was unbelievable. This past Tuesday, myself, the Superintendent Mike Thomas, and School Committee Vice Chairman Mark D'Agostino took a tour of Brockton High School with the principal, Dr. Murray, and it was just awesome to see students back in the classroom in a hybrid. They are special needs and special interest students, and it was just great to see that. It was done in a safe way. Really, safety is paramount for the students and also for the staff and teachers. So next week, next Tuesday, March 2nd, we will be pivoting as well to kindergarten, sixth grade, ninth graders, hybrid, and then we'll be rolling out additional week to week. But again, it's a good thing. We've been almost a year now, 100% remote, and as a dad of three kids, my kids are being challenged at home, much like every other student. So it's good, but it's not mandatory. So the parents and guardians, Dan, get to choose if they want their children to go back hybrid. They're doing it next week. It's going to be 1 week, 1 day a week for now. But everything was great, and the school looked awesome, and it was disinfected, and it was clean, and it was beautiful.
And I did want to bring that up, that this is not, it's not, if parents still have some reservations, they can continue remote learning if that's what they feel is best for them.
Absolutely. Whatever's best for the students and the family, if they went back and then that didn't work, they could always go back remote. So again, it's fluid, but again, it's an option, and it's long overdue. But I do want to thank, again, the superintendent and the team at the Brockton Public Schools that are working diligently to make sure that it's an environment that's going to be safe for the staff and the student.
And of course, I did want to talk a little bit more about the Shaw Center. Of course, activity there has expanded quite a bit.
Yeah, it's been great. So again, we used Federal CARES Act to get that online again. It's been offline for many mayors, many administrations, and again, we still have some more work to do, but it's a venue right now that we're using vaccines as a city clinic with our local Board of Health. And then our partner, Brockton Neighborhood Health Center, is doing some testing up there on to stop the spread. But I also want to just acknowledge they were chosen by President Biden to be a federal recipient of some vaccines. So Neighborhood Health Center will be ramping up their efforts as well. And it's really good for the city and anybody that's affiliated with Neighborhood Health Center.
Now, in terms of restrictions that have been put in place to deal with this, do you see any of them changing right now?
Well, again, I think we're still looking at the numbers. The restrictions that are set by the governor, I do imagine that, we will start to see some meetings here at City Hall and school committee meetings that won't be Zoom in the near future. Try to get back to some sense of normalcy on that. But again, we can't be complacent. We have to continue to be diligent and vigilant and wear the masks until, the vaccine rollout is complete. And we have many, many more months to do this, Dan, but it's a step in the right direction right now.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Indeed. Thank you.